啊，我们请来看约翰福音第一章。
Please turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
啊，第一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。再看啊，十六节、十七节。
Read verse 16 and 17.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。十七节。
17.
啊，律法本来是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。每一次我们在念神的话，我们发现神的话是灵，是生命。
Every time we read the words of God, we can notice the word of God is spirit, is life.
能够让我们的灵得到很大的感动跟满足。
That our spirit are greatly satisfied and touched.
因为神的话在诉说神的荣美，在诉说神的美德。
Because the words of God describe the glorious nature and glorious virtue of God.
好，十四节说道成肉身。
Verse 14 mentioned the word become flesh.
道就是神。
And word, the word is God.
肉身就是人。
Flesh is human.
道成肉身就是神成为人来地上。
Word become flesh means God become man, come to earth.
就是主耶稣基督降世为人来世界。
That is Lord Jesus Christ come to this world.
他为什么要舍弃天上的宝座来到人间？
Why did he forsook the glorious throne on heaven and came to earth?
为了要住在我们中间。
And because he want to dwell among us.
然后充充满满把恩典跟真理带给我们。
And he will bring us the full glory and truth and grace of God.
十七节在描写新约比旧约好。
And verse 17 describes that New Testament is better than Old Testament.
这是希伯来书重复出现的一句话。
And this is the theme of the book of Hebrew.
律法是借着摩西传的。
Law was given through Moses.
以色列百姓在旷野在埃及430年。
Israel people lived in Egypt for 430 years.
他们知道他们是神的选民。
They knew they were the chosen people of God.
但是没有经过律法的操练。
Yet, they were not disciplined by the law.
所以在身份上是神的选民。
So even though in status they were chosen people,
但是在实质上离开神选民的那个标准还差很多。
But yet in substance, they were far away from the requirement of God.
所以西乃山下，神颁布律法，要操练他们。
So that's why under the Mount Sinai, God gave Ten Commandments to discipline them,
使他们能够永永远远能够得到神的恩典。
So that they are prepared to receive the eternal blessing of God.
但是律法越多，我们人犯罪越多。
However, the more the law became, and the more transgression people have.
所以律法让人知道罪。
Because the law will only let us know what is sin.
律法没有办法救人。
The law itself cannot save people.
所以人在律法之下发现自己有罪又没有希望得救的希望。
So before the law, we notice that we are sinners, yet we do not have power to save ourselves.
那是真的痛苦。
That is a truly tragic situation.
你知道有一个很理想的目标你达不到。
You know such an ideal goal, yet it can never be attained.
我们知道有一个很不好的罪恶我们离不开。
On the other hand, we know there's such a grave sin, yet we cannot depart from it.
那是良心的自责以及追行善的挫折。
This will result many guilt-ridden conscience.
但是在这个人最没有觉最没有希望的时候主耶稣来世界。
But at this hopeless moment, Lord Jesus came to earth.
主耶稣要把恩典跟真理带给我们。
He brought grace and truth to us.
而且是丰丰满满的恩典跟真理。
And this, he brought it with a full blessing of God.
什么叫做恩典？
What is grace?
保罗在罗马书里面这样说。
Paul mentioned grace in the book of Romans.
我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
第四节
Verse 4、
啊、做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。第五节
Verse 5，
唯有不做工的，只信那称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。这个地方说做工的得工价不算恩典。
Verse 5 mentioned that those who work and he gain wage, this is not considered as a grace.
因为你已经付出了代价，所以你得到代价的报偿。
Because you have paid a price and you receive the reward of a price.
这是理所当然的。
And this is not considered grace.
但是不做工的。
However, so for those who did not work,
说只称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。这个是恩典。
And yet, his life was justified by God, and this is indeed grace.
也就是不是用我们的行为，乃是用我们对主耶稣单纯的信心啊，我们就被称义。这个叫做恩典。
That is not by our deeds, but by our faith in Lord Jesus, we are justified, and this is grace.
这是信耶稣恩典的开始。
This is the beginning of grace, when we believe in Jesus.
他称我们为义。
He justified us as a righteous person.
所以约翰福音第一章说要恩上加恩。
So in in John chapter 1, mentioned grace upon grace.
第一个恩就是神称我们为义。
The first grace was God justified us as righteous.
那因为神称我们为义，所以我们能够进入神的国度里面。
Because of God's justification, we are able to enter God's kingdom.
然后在神的国度里面，我们有更多的恩典。
In the kingdom of God, we receive more grace from God.
有属灵的恩典，有属世的恩典。
This contains both a spiritual grace and a worldly grace.
主耶稣曾应许我们很多的恩典。
Jesus promised many grace.
劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
For example, those who are heavy burden with labor can go to Jesus.
我要让你得到安息。
And he will give us rest.
在世界你们有苦难。
Jesus said, in this world you have tribulation.
但是在我里面你们有平安。
But in me you have peace.
我所示的平安跟世人所示的不一样。
The peace I give is different from the peace the world people give.
主耶稣要让我们心中有他里面的平安。
Jesus want to give us the peace he gives to us.
主耶稣说真理必叫你们得自由。
Jesus also said that the truth will set you free.
主耶稣要让我们在他里面享受真正的自由。
Jesus want us to enjoy freedom in him.
你若遵守我的道，你就永远不见死亡。
If we obey God's words, we will not see death.
他要让我们得到永生。
He will give us eternal life.
他要让我们得到满足。
He will give us satisfaction.
那口渴的可以到我这里来。
Those who are thirsty can come to Jesus.
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
In his belly, it will gush out fountains.
那个腹中就是指的里头的满足。
It means come from inside, a satisfaction internally.
活水的江河就是指的源源不断的出来。
And living water signifies that the continuous flowing of this water.
那心灵饥渴的人，主耶稣要让他心里源源不断的得到满足。
Those who are thirsty in their heart, Jesus will quench the thirst with living water.
因为他的圣灵要像活水的泉源从内心不断的涌出来。
Because the Holy Spirit that Jesus gave will serve as living water gush off from his heart.
圣经说，主耶稣说，我是世上的光。
Jesus also says, I'm the light of this world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。
Those who follow me will not walk in darkness.
在光里面我们看到盼望。
In God's lightness, we see hope.
这是神极大的恩典。
This is a great grace from God.
当然还有世上这些肉体今生的恩典。
Of course, the blessing of God also include the physical blessing in this life.
主耶稣怜悯众人。
Jesus had compassion toward people.
因为他们像羊没有牧人。
Because they were like a sheep without shepherd.
所以主耶稣开始讲道理给他们听。
So Jesus preached to them.
让他们找到人生的方向。
So Jesus gave direction for them.
主耶稣变饼给他们吃。
Jesus provide a food for them.
让他们肉体得到饱足。
So their physical body was satisfied.
主耶稣医治他们的病。
Jesus healed their sickness.
瞎眼看见。
The blind were able to see.
瘸腿走路。
The cripple can walk.
死人复活。
The dead were resurrected.
绝症得医治。
The terminal illness was cured.
这个都是主的恩典。
All these are the grace of the Lord.
那这些恩典丰丰满满在当时两千年前在犹太人的当中被显出来。
All these grace were demonstrated 2,000 years ago.
今天要借着我们对主耶稣的信，要再一次流露在我们的生活、我们的身上。
Likewise, today through our faith, these grace will be demonstrated in our lives.
所以每一次我们体验到神的恩典
，So every time as we experience the grace of the Lord,
就再一次提醒我们，神真的很爱我。
It reminds us.How much love God has for us.
我们可能听过一百遍神是爱。
Perhaps we have listened to this statement, God is love for 100 times.
但是那是知识上的知道。
But this is merely a knowledge to us.
如果我们有一次体验到神的恩典。
However, if we experience once the grace of God,
那一种内心被神的爱的感动那一种感觉不是听一百遍的神是爱的知识所能够比较的。
The satisfaction and the experience of the love of God cannot be compared with mere knowledge of God loves us.
所以在恩典上，我们越体验，我们越知道神是美善的。
So the more we experience God's love and God's grace, the more we know that God is good.
神呼召我们不是要来接受他公义的审判。
God did not call us to judge us.
神呼召我们要来接受他慈爱的恩典。
God called us so that we can receive His merciful blessing.
因为他知道我们在世界上困苦流离。
Because God knew that we are like lost sheep in this world.
又好像是一个浪子远离的天父。
Or we are like a prodigal son who are away from his father.
所以他要把创世以来所有隐藏一切的恩典都赏赐他的儿女。
So God will provide.All the grace He has in store for us since the creation,
使我们在他的恩典当中能够渴慕他的国度里面的美善。
So while we experience His grace, we long more to live in His kingdom.
因此，信耶稣绝对不是一个很大的重担。
So to believe in Jesus is definitely not a burden to our life.
也不是很多的捆绑。
It's definitely not bondage to our lives.
是要享受神赐给我们的恩典。
Instead, believing Jesus means to experience the blessing of the Lord.
我们现在看彼得后书。
Please turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse 18.
你们却要在我们救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。彼得在他生命的最后一段时间，他写了两封书信。
Toward the last period of Peter's life, he wrote two epistles.
就是彼得前后书。
These are the first epistle and the second epistle of Peter's.
这个时候彼得已经知道我们知道他已经生命快结束了。
We know that Peter at this time was approaching the end of his life.
所以他在前面说我脱离帐篷的时候快到。
So that's why earlier he mentioned that it is time that I depart from this earthly tent.
就是灵魂离开肉体的时候快到。
That is the time for his soul to depart his body is near.
因此我要常常将这些事情提醒你们。
So that's why he want to remind them of all these things.
就是信仰上要不断的追求。
They need to continue to pursue in their faith.
然后彼得把他的书信做一个结论。
And then Peter made a conclusion in his epistle.
说要在我们主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
That is to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
当彼得在写这句话的时候，离开他第一次认识耶稣已经二三十年了。
When Peter wrote this statement, it was about 20 or 30 years away from when he first encountered Jesus.
他看过耶稣。
He saw Jesus.
他听过耶稣讲道。
He heard the words of Jesus.
他摸过耶稣。
He He touched Jesus himself.
他否定过耶稣。
He even denied Jesus sometimes.
他看到耶稣复活。
He witnessed the resurrection of Jesus.
他看到耶稣升天。
He saw the ascension of Jesus.
他传耶稣的道。
And he also preached the words of Jesus.
他为耶稣受苦。
He suffered for the Lord.
那这一切几十年的生活，他把它结论起来。
Finally, he concluded his life here.
他说：“我们要在耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。”
He said, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ."
什么叫做在恩典上有长进
？What does it mean to grow in grace?
就是要用新的恩典来取代旧的恩典。
That is to replace old grace with new grace.
神在我们出信的时候是活的。
When we first believe the Lord, God is so alive to us.
但是主耶稣在现在也是活的。
Well, we should know that Jesus is still alive today.
那为什么我们可以见证出信时很多神的恩典，但是现在似乎我们没有见证呢？
How come that when we first believe the Lord, we receive much blessing and miracle from God, but nowadays it seems we didn't see much?
神是活的，为什么我们没有新的恩典呢？
God is alive, and how come we haven't seen new grace from God?
所以彼得勉励我们要用新的恩典来取代旧的恩典。
So Peter encourages us to replace old grace with new grace.
这样我们的信仰才会不断的活泼，才会不断的火热，才不断的有力量。
And then our faith will be renewed, our strength will be increased.
我们才会不断的被神吸引。
And then we will be attracted by God continuously.
因为他是爱我们的神。
Because God is a God who loves us.
那为什么我们信主久了，恩典会减少呢？
Why is that after we believe the Lord for long, yet our grace is decreased?
当我们离开太阳近的时候，我们就觉得非常的热。
We can think that when we draw near to sun, we feel the warm.
但是当我们离开太阳很远，我们就感觉不到热。
And but if we depart from sun, we can feel coldness.
神就是恩典的来源。
God is the source of grace.
当我们不断的靠近神
，when we continue to draw ourselves near to God,
排除一切的困难靠近神
，when we remove all the barrier that
我们就看到神的恩典在我们身上，在我们生活当中。
Then we will see the grace of God living in our lives.
但是那个不改变的神，如果我们没有去追求他
，However, if we do not pursue God,
我们离开他越来越远。
Our life will be drifted away from God, further and away.
道路
，and we start walking the worldly way.
被世界的好吸引。
We are attracted by the worldly things.
我们的心离开神。
So our heart departed from God.
我们就发现神的恩典越来越少。
Then we will notice that the grace of God is decreasing.
所以当我们生活没有见证的时候
，So when our life lacks a testimony,
那就是一个指针在了解，表示我们离开神已经很远了。
It's an indicator that shows us we are far away from God.
很可能我们每个礼拜都来教会聚会。
Perhaps we still come to church every Saturday.
但是我们每一个礼拜来，并不表于我们的生活，我们的心是在追求神。
But this doesn't mean that our life, our heart is really pursuing God.
当初文士法利赛人也不是天天到圣殿里面聚会吗？
In the New Testament time, isn't true that the Pharisee, the scribe, also worship God daily?
他们也献十一间，也禁食祷告。
They offer tithe, they pray, they fasted and prayed.
但是他们生活中没有神的恩典。
How their life lacks the grace of God?
没有见证。
They lack the testimony from God.
因为他们是没有追求，没有追求。
Because they did not pursue God.
离开神很远。
They were far away from God.
所以我们要在恩典上不断的进步。
So we need to grow in the grace of God.
请看诗篇三十七篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm chapter 37.
第四节。
Verse 4.
三十七篇第四节。
Psalm chapter 37, verse 4.
又要以神为乐，他就将心里所求的赐给你。
Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart.
这里说要以神为乐。
We need to delight ourselves in the Lord.
然后他就将你心里所求的，如果我们看英文圣经没有求这一句话，他就将你心里所渴慕的就赐给你。
He will give the desire of give you the desire of your heart.
如果你心里在想什么，神就给你，生活中就很多的恩典。
That is whatever we desire in our heart, without even asking, God will give us.
你没有求，你只是心里这样想，神就给你。
We haven't even started asking God, God will fulfill our desire.
所以我们看有很多的信徒常常见证神的恩典。
That's why sometimes we see some believer always testify the grace of God.
那仔细我们就分析，为什么同样拜神，他这么多恩典，我为什么没有？
So sometimes we may wonder how come they receive so much blessing from God yet we did not.
第四节说要以神为乐。
Verse 4 tells us we need to delight ourselves in the Lord.
那你心里所要的神就给你。
Then God will give us the desire of our heart.
在神的恩典上要长进。
We need in order to grow in the grace of God.
我们要常常以神为乐。
We need to delight ourselves in God.
什么叫做以神为乐？
What does it mean, delight ourselves in God?
如果你觉得看电视以看电视为乐。
Suppose, enjoy, watching TV.
我们发现了，不论有时间，我们就打开电视。
That means, whether or not, we have time, we always, switch on the TV.
因为我们觉得那是为乐的事情。
Because that's something we consider joyful.
如果我们觉得运动为乐，
For example, if we enjoy exercise,
我们发现天一晚了，我们也会出去运动。
We will find out that even it's very late in the day, we still go out and exercise.
如果我们觉得以朋友为乐
，or suppose we enjoy friendship,
我们发现有空我们就去找朋友。
We will notice that whenever we have time, we will seek our friend.
找不到朋友，电话也可以聊天。
Even we cannot find our friend in person, face to face, we can call them through phone.
所以从很多世俗上我们以为乐的事情，再回到属灵上来想。
Now let's think about this in the spiritual realm.
以神为乐就是常常花时间来靠近神。
To delight ourselves in the Lord means to spend much time to draw nearer to the Lord.
从靠近神当中来觉得一种很大的满足。
And through drawing near to God, we find satisfaction.
神是有感情的。
God has feeling.
圣经说，亚伯兰是神的朋友。
The Bible describes Abraham is the friend of God.
因为亚伯兰是一个以神为乐的一个人。
Because Abraham was a man who delight himself in the Lord.
他每到一个地方，第一件事情是筑坛献祭。
Wherever he went, the first thing he did was to build an altar to offer to God.
所以在他的生命当中，敬拜神是第一位的。
So in their life, worshiping God has the first priority.
他天天在渴慕神。
Every day he had thirst for God.
他天天在仰望神。
Every day he looks for God.
他天天在思想神。
Every day he ponders upon God.
他也天天在享受神。
Every day he enjoy and have delight in the Lord.
像朋友一样。
He maintain a friendship with God.
所以神要毁灭索多玛。
So when God was about to destroy the city of Sodom,
我怎么可以把这件事情隐瞒，不让亚伯兰知道呢？
God said, "How can I keep this thing from Abraham?"
已经有感情了。
Because God had feeling toward Abraham,
我怎么可以不让他知道呢？这是不好意思。
How can I keep this thing from Abraham?
所以亚伯兰的一生里面充满神的恩典。
That's why in Abraham's life, it was filled with the grace of the Lord.
所到之处，到处都有神的恩典。
Wherever he went, the grace of God was there.
时时刻刻都有神的恩典。
And daily and he enjoys the grace of God.
因为他是一个以神为乐的人。
Because He was a man who enjoys God.
神是什么？
What is God?
神就是道。
God is word.
所以以神为乐的人就是常常思想神的道。
Those who enjoy God, meditate the words of God.
好像玛利亚渴慕上好的福分。
Just like Mary who sought the best kind of blessing.
坐在耶稣的脚前听道。
She sat before Jesus' feet and listened to Jesus' words.
就好像耶稣的母亲玛利亚将主耶稣讲的话反复思想。
Just like the mother of Jesus who puts Jesus' word in her heart and ponder constantly.
这个就是以神为乐。
And this is to delight in God.
神是什么？
What is God?
神就是灵。
God is spirit.
以神为乐就是喜欢祷告的人。
Those who delight in God, enjoys prayer.
好像当时的女先知亚拿。
Just like the prophetess Anna.
结婚七年就做寡妇。
She became a widow after 7 years of marriage.
但是她昼夜进食，在神的殿里面服侍神。
And yet she fasted and prayed to God day and night in the temple.
她喜欢亲近神。
She enjoyed drawing near to God.
所以今天我们常常在祷告。
Today we pray a lot.
当我们被圣灵充满。
When we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们觉得好像在地如天。
We feel that as if we are actually in heaven.
我们常常想这个体验好像很遥远的事情。
Sometimes we may say, this kind of experience may actually is very remote.
因为我们在初级班、在少年班的时候得圣灵，我们还记得那个体验好高兴。
We may still remember the first time we received Holy Spirit, what kind of joy it was.
我们祷告都没有声音。
We pray to the point that we lose our voices.
我们在灵恩会啊，一停下来就去祷告。
So whenever there's a break time in spiritual convocation, we went to the prayer room to pray.
我们看到周围人祷告的声音好像重水的声音。
And we notice that the sound of prayer is like the sound of waters.
我们看到好多人唱灵歌。
We even hear many people sing the spiritual song.
我们甚至看到人跳灵舞。
Some people even have the spiritual dance.
所以在很多很迫切深入的祷告当中，
So through earnest and deep prayer,
我们看到好多人非常的享受神。
We notice how many people enjoy God.
以神为乐。
They delight themselves in God.
但是我们每一次想到这件事情，
Whenever we think about this matter,
我们发现那是30年40年前的事情。
We realize this was experienced perhaps 30 or 40 years ago.
现在呢?
What about now?
今年呢?
What about this year?
五年之中呢?
How about in the past 5 years?
我们有没有这个体验呢?
Have we have this experience?
似乎这个体验好像没有再出现。
It appears that we have not this experience recently.
神并没有改变。
God did not change.
圣灵并没有改变。
The Holy Spirit did not change.
神的应许并没有改变。
The promise of God did not change.
那为什么以神为乐是几十年前的事情呢？
How come we only delight ourselves in the Lord some decade ago?
我们发现世界太有力量。
Because the force of this world is so powerful.
当科学不断地在进步。
When science advances continuously.
人的物质生活不断地在改进。
The material life of human being improve constantly.
我们发现我们所拥有的越多。
We notice that we have too many possessions.
我们拥有很大的房子。
We own big house.
我们家里拥有几辆的车子。
We own multiple cars.
我们拥有很多娱乐的器材。
We have many entertaining equipment at home.
里面有很多的 CD.
We have much CD.
有很多的录影带。
Many video tapes.
再加上 cable TV.
And plus cable TV,
里面有100多个台子
，which has about more than 100 channels.
所以我们发现，我们用了这么多钱，拥有这么多的东西。
We notice that we have so much money, we have so many possessions.
我们需要享受一下。
We need time on this enjoyment.
不然赚钱又是为了什么
？And otherwise, we ask, what's the purpose of earning money?
所以当我们很认真的去赚钱
，so when we earn money seriously.
我们精疲力竭回到家里面。
When we come home, we are exhausted.
我们要享受一下我们钱所赚来的结果。
We want to enjoy the fruit of our hard work earning.
所以我们在家里听音乐。
So we listen music at home.
看电视。
Watch TV.
用最先进的科技彼此在跟朋友在交通。
Using the most advanced technology to communicate with our friend.
就在我们享受世界上美好的时候。
While we are enjoyed all the good things in this life,
忽然间我们发现我们生活中没有时间给神。
Suddenly we realize we have no time for God.
我们的心中没有地位留给神。
There's no place in our heart that's reserved for God.
因为我们已经做了我们生命的主宰。
Because we are the master of our own lives.
我们在计划，我们在控制，我们在享受。
We plan, we enjoy.
我们没有把我们生命交给神。
We did not hand over our life to God.
让他来控制我们。
To allow God to be the master of our life.
所以这个以神为乐的生活变成很遥远。
That's why the life that enjoy God seems so remote from us.
我们曾经体验过。
Perhaps we once experienced the joy of God.
没有再出现。
But it did not appear again.
这个在代表我们跟神的关系已经很疏远。
This represents that we have distanced ourselves from the Lord.
也因为这个样子，我们缺乏新的恩典。
It is because that we lack new grace from God.
因为我们的生活离开恩典的神太远。
Because our life has departed from the origin of grace, God Himself.
不是我们的肉体没有靠近教会。
It's not that our physical body is far away from the church.
是神在我们生活中没有地位。
It is because God does not have any important position in our life.
是我们心中没有留空间给神。
That there's no room in our heart reserved for God.
因为这个样子，我们渐渐失去对神的体验。
Because of this, we lack the experience of God's grace.
所以圣经说，保罗、彼得说，我们要在恩典上有长进。
That's why Peter said that we must grow in the grace of the Lord.
我们要再一次调整我们的生活。
We need to adjust our life again.
请看约伯记。
Please turn to the book of Job.
Job chapter 22.
Job chapter
24节
verse 24.
你要将你的珍宝丢在尘土里，将懊悔的黄金丢在锡和石头之间。25节。
Verse 25.
全能者就必为你的珍宝做你的宝银。26节。
26.
你就要以全能者为喜乐，向神扬起脸来。27节。
27.
你要祷告他，他就听。这个27节说。
Verse 27 said this.
说你要祷告他，他就听。
You will pray to him, he will hear you.
如果一个人有这个体验。
If one has this kind of experience.
生活中有何等多的恩典啊。
How much grace will be filled in his life?
你祷告他，他就听。
When your prayer is heard by God,
因为每一次祷告起来就是见证。
Then, after every prayer, you have some testimony to share.
奈及利亚有一个弟兄。
A brother in Nigeria.
1986年信主。
He believed in the Lord in 1986.
他每一个礼拜六到教会都在见证神的恩典。
Every Saturday, when he came to church, he testified the grace of God.
他见证到教会的信徒会嫉妒。
His testimony was so many to the extent other people were jealous toward him.
同样是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Because they think we are also the member of a believer of True Jesus Church.
为什么神给你这么多恩典？
How can God give you so much grace?
我们都没有什么体验。
Yet we have no experience.
后来说你们会嫉妒，我就不讲了。
And so he said, okay, since you are jealous toward me, I will not share this testimony with you anymore.
那一段时间呢，为什么他这么多见证？
Why is that he has so many testimony during that period of time?
他是一个生意人。
He was a businessman.
他常常花很长的时间在读圣经祷告。
Yet he spent much time in reading the Bible and praying.
有一段时间他的太太笑他。
Sometimes his wife laughed at him.
那你这样天上钱就会掉下来吗？
She said, don't you think by doing so you will receive money from heaven?
他太太不信。
His wife did not believe.
但是在他初信主的当初，
However, during the initial period of his believing the Lord,
他的生活就是，这是约伯记22章24节跟25节。
His life is the situation as described from verse 24 to verse 25.
将珍宝丢在尘土里。
Assign your nugget to the dust.
将懊悔的黄金丢在锡头之间。
Assign the gold or ophir to the rock or in ravine.
以全能者为你的珍宝。
Then the Almighty will be your gold.
做生意的人一天就一天赚了钱了。
As businessman, he has to earn money daily.
所以时间就是金钱。
For him, time is money.
但是为了要亲近神。
But in order to draw near to God,
他能够把做生意的时间减少。
He reduced the time doing business.
来亲近神。
In order to draw near to God.
在神里面得到满足。
So he found satisfaction in the Lord.
所以他祷告，神就听。
So whenever he prayed, God listened to his prayer.
所以今天如果我们祷告，神没有听。
So today, if our prayer is not heard by the Lord,
我们不要检讨神。
Don't argue with God.
神不公义，神不公平。
Don't complain God as unjust, unfair.
如果我们这样继续这样埋怨，
if we complain in this manner continuously,
到时我们也不会有体验。
We will never have any experience till our death.
我们要回头过来看我们自己。
Instead, we should re-examine our lives.
审查我们自己。
And check our lives.
为什么神是活的？
Why is that God, when God is alive,
他充充满满有恩典。
When God is filled with all kind of grace,
但是我没有办法在恩典上更加的长进。
Yet, we cannot grow in the grace of God.
到底我的问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
不是神的问题在哪里？
This is not the problem of God.
是我们有问题。
It is, the problem is at us.
神没有问题。
God does not have problem.
所以我们在生活当中要常常这样思想。
So we need to meditate, this problem in our daily life.
然后常常调整。
And then we need to adjust ourselves.
这样我们在恩典上就会不断的进步。
And then we will improve and grow in the grace of the Lord.
我们再一次觉得信耶稣真好。
Then we will realize it's so wonderful to believe Lord Jesus.
因为我们在他的恩典上不断的在进步。
Because we grow in his grace.
恩上加恩。
We will have grace upon grace.
请看约翰一书第四章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书的第四章。
First epistle of John chapter 4.
第三章
啊、first piece of John chapter 3
22节
verse 22
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着因为我们遵守他的命令行他所喜悦的事情23节
23
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名而且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱在这里圣经这样说
Here the Bible tells us
说我们一切所求的就从他得着
We receive everything we ask from him
这种祷告是何等的有功效
What effect prayer are we see here
这种人的生活是有何等多的见证
The life of this kind of person must be filled with all kind of testimonies
因为一切所求的就从他得着
Because he received whatever he asked from the Lord
一切
Everything
这是不是打折的 50% 的
It's not discounted.
是百分之百的。
It's 100%.
合神旨意的一切所求的神都给我们。
Everything that's in according to God's will, we ask and we receive.
这种人就是恩上加恩。
These are the people who receive grace upon grace from God.
那为什么？
Why is that?
这二十二节下半句就讲原因了。
The second half of verse 22 says the reason.
因为我们遵守他的命令行他所喜悦的事情。
Because we obey his command and do what pleases him.
遵守神的命令才可以得到神的喜欢。
Only when we obey God's command, we please God.
如果一个人能够得到神的喜欢
If a person, do what pleases God,
那有一哪一件事情他求神不愿意成全呢？
God will not withhold anything that the person asks him.
因为他是神所喜欢的。
Because God delights a such person.
那什么样的人是神所喜欢的？
What kind of person God likes?
请看23节
Verse 23
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名而且照他所赐给我们命令彼此相爱
And this is the his command to believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ and to love one another as he commanded us
这个23节我们已经做了一半
We have done half of what mentioned in verse 23.
就是照着神的命令信儿子耶稣基督的名。
That is, according to God's command, we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们会坐在这里。
The very fact we sit here today.
就是因为我们信耶稣基督。
Is because we believe Jesus Christ.
所以我们奉他的名一起聚会。
So when we gather, we worship in the name of Jesus Christ.
这是我们已经做的。
This is something we have fulfilled.
但是下面一句话
，But the second half of this command.
这是神的命令。
This is also God's command.
这是神所喜悦的。
And this is something God likes.
我们做了吗
？Have we done this?
我想每一个人的答案不一样。
I predict that everyone will answer this differently.
这里说要照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
That is.To love one another as he commanded us.
什么样的人祷告神容易垂听
What kind of person when they pray to God, God will listen to their prayer?
就是在生活当中有遵照神的命令彼此相爱的人
That is in their life, they obey God's command to love each other.
我们太忙了
We are so busy today.
忙到我们觉得连爱自己都没有时间，怎么去爱人？
We are busy to the extent we don't even love ourselves. How can we love other people?
但是我们常常觉得在忙的当中，我们觉得好像自己过得很充实。
Sometimes, we thought we have a very fulfilled life in busyness.
如果有人问我们
if some people ask us,
最近怎样？
How are you doing recently?
我最近很闲，好像表示你没有成就。
If you say, I have a lot of free time, and perhaps people will think you don't have much accomplishment.
就说我最近很忙。
However, if you answer, I'm so busy,
表示我很有成就。
This may represent I'm a very, have a lot of accomplishment.
我的生活当中好像自我在实现。
It seems that we have so many self-fulfillment in our life.
忙本身并不是不好。
It is not bad to be busy.
但是如果一个人忙到已经没有时间去爱神跟爱人。
But if a person is so busy to the extent he does not have time to love God nor people,
他已经失去了人生的方向。
He has lost the direction of his life.
他已经进入了黑暗里面。
He has entered darkness.
耶稣说，我就是光。
Jesus says, I am the light.
当我们回到耶稣的面前，
As we return to Jesus,
接受他话语的光照，
When we receive the light of his words,
我们发现有时候神要让我们享受一段安静的时间。
We will discover sometimes God wants us to enjoy a time of quietness.
能够来亲近他。
That we can draw near to him.
这不会减少神的祝福，这会增加神对我们的祝福。
This will never decrease the blessing of God. Instead, it will increase God's blessing to us.
在神的光照当中，
While we are in the light of God,
我们发现有时候你要牺牲一段时间。
Sometimes we need to sacrifice some moment of time
去爱别人，
to love other people.
你不但不会减少恩典，你会增加恩典。
We will never experience the decreasing of God's blessing. Instead, we will find out more blessing from God.
有时候我们太爱自己了。
Sometimes we love ourselves too much.
觉得我们拨一段时间给别人，这是牺牲。
We feel that it's a sacrifice to us to set some time to love other people.
牺牲就是我所有的已经减少了。
To sacrifice means to reduce what I have.
所以很多人不愿意做。
So that's why people are reluctant to sacrifice.
但是我回到神的话来看，
But we return to God's perspective.
施比受更有福。
We know that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
什么叫做施？
What does it mean to give?
施就是牺牲。
To give is to sacrifice.
牺牲表现你表面上你是舍去，你已经减少了。
Externally, it seems that we lose something by giving.
但是比受更有福。
But the Bible says to give is more blessed than to receive.
更大的恩典。
That is, we will receive more blessing from God.
所以今天我们为什么没有办法在恩典上再加上恩典？
So why is that we have not experienced grace upon grace in our life?
为什么没有办法在恩典上长进？
Why is that we cannot grow in our life?
就是我们得到神很多恩典，但是我们没有去施恩典给别人。
And the key problem is that we see much grace from God, yet we are not sharing the grace of God to other people.
一口嘴井水，你如果不把它打上来，那个井水就死在那里，永远就是那里。
Just like the water in a well, if we not draw water from it, it will not be refilled with new water.
但是你把水打光了。
But as we draw much water from the well,
你看已经光了。
First we notice that it seems that it lacks water.
第二天早上你再去看。
But the next morning we check again.
它已经满了。
We see that well water is filled again.
因为下面有活泉。
Because underneath the well there is a living water.
我们呢就是一首活水的井。
Likewise, we are a living well.
我们下面的活泉。
In our life, we have this living fountain.
就是基督的恩典。
And that is the grace of Lord Jesus.
所以要把我们所有的拿出来给别人。
So as we withdraw everything we have to give other,
新的恩典就进来了。
New grace will supply.
这是非常重要的体验。
This is a very important experience of our life.
亚伯拉罕跟他的子儿发生了问题。
For example, Abraham has some problem with his nephew Lot.
亚伯兰很注重亲情。
Abraham consider his relationship with his nephew is important.
他说我们是骨肉啊，不可相争啊。
He said, we are relative, we should not have dispute.
你向左，我就向右，你先选。
If you choose left, I will choose right. You choose first.
当亚伯兰这样。
So when Lot choose the better side,
反面来说，亚伯兰已经丧失最好的。
That means Abraham has a lose opportunity or the better half.
一般人来讲，这个应该要埋怨，要抗议。
As ordinary people, we tend to complain.
但是他下面有一个活泉。
However, In Abraham's life, there's this living fountain.
所以当罗德搬走了
，So when Lot moved away,
神马上显现
，and God immediately appeared to him, Abraham.
说你站起来看
，God said to him, stand up and look around.
你看到的地方我都要给你。
Every place you see, I will give to you.
你起来走
you start walking.
你走过的地方我都要给你。
Everything you walk, I will give to you.
所以在罗德的眼中。
So in the eyes of Lot,
可能他已经占觉得我占便宜了。
He thought he got a better half of the deal.
但是在亚伯拉罕的体验
，but from Abraham's experience,
他得到更大的恩典。
He received a greater blessing from God.
这个就是我们信实的人对神要有的信心。
And this is the kind of faith that we need to have for God.
要爱别人。
We need to love other people.
从神领受的恩典去爱别人。
We love others through the grace that we see from God.
我们就会恩上加恩。
Then we will experience grace upon grace.
在恩典上长进。
We will grow in grace.